From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. The Environmental Protection Agency is set to spend $156 million to develop solar power programs in low-income Missouri communities. The money is being given to the Missouri Environmental Improvement and Energy Resources Authority, or EIERA. The grant is part of the EPA's Solar for All program, a $7 billion fund set to go toward improving access to solar power for more than 900,000 low-income households across the country. Joe Boland is the executive director of the Missouri EIERA. He says these programs could help people save on their energy bills.
The projects are going to range from, you know, putting solar arrays on individual households or individual homes, to, you know, even multifamily duplexes, triplexes, things like that.
Boland says the grant is still waiting for legislative approval and that the group has 1 year to plan and execute the program. A church in downtown Columbia has raised more than $1 million to support a transitional housing program in the city. The Columbia Missourian reports over 1,000 donors from The Crossing, a large evangelical Presbyterian congregation, donated the money to Extra Mile, a program that purchases homes for short-term occupancy. The program is run by Love Columbia, a nonprofit charity that offers social services. The donation equals nearly one-third of the money they received last year from contributions and grants. Both chambers of the Missouri General Assembly have passed bills that increase the penalty for attempting to flee from law enforcement. The bill is named for Tony Valentine, a St. Louis detective killed in 2021. Missouri News Network's Alex Cox has more.
Valentine's law increases the penalty for attempting to flee from law enforcement to a felony. Jason Law is Lieutenant Colonel in the St. Louis County Police Department. He says that roughly 3,000 people fled from officers within his division of patrol in the last year. Law says this not only endangers the lives of officers, but the public as well.
Tony's son, Jalen, is in the academy. This law would probably help protect him as well.
Republican Justin Sparks is from Willwood and sponsors the bill. Sparks says that there is a provision that allows for people to find a well-lit and safe place to park while being pulled over. I'm Alex Cox, Missouri News Network.
The Missouri Department of Transportation is trying to curb distracted driving as fatalities and work zone crashes reached a record high in 2023. Last year, 35 people died in work zone crashes. John Nelson is with the Transportation Department. He says work zone vehicles with mounted attenuators, which are designed to absorb impact, were hit 63 times in 2023, up from the year before. Missouri's hands-free law went into effect last August, banning cell phone use while driving. According to new preliminary data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Missouri saw an overall decrease in traffic deaths in 2023. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.